Meet the line.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
Collective Minds.
It is what it is.
What's up, y'all? Peace. We back. This brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
This is Right Joe, always ready in the building.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, y'all. We back for another week. This is Collective Minds Radio, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all got to think. And this is going to be a real laid-back show, a real fun show. This is our monthly open discussion that we're trying to have on the last Sunday of the month, where we just, you know, talk about current events, what's been happening in news, anything on your mind. You can give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. So give us a call. We're having an open discussion this evening. Hopefully, we, you know, there's been a lot going on in the news. So, you know, this is going to be a fun laid-back show, and we're going to try to get into everything that's been going on. But before we get started, y'all, you know how we do. How was the week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
Like always, thankful to have another blessed and lovely week. Always looking forward to hopefully describing my weeks like that. So I'm thankful to be able to have another one. So no announcements, though.
All right, brother Mufasa. Brother, you there? All right.
Yeah, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you now. There you go. There you go. We thought
there
we lost
go.
You.
Yeah. All is well, family. Right. The week been great.
It is,
you know,
what it is.
The only thing that, you know, right now that's on my mind is how last weekend Sages Day went well with the nation. And then, you know, the nation became under attack by a certain YouTuber. I won't even mention his name. I call him Young Peasant. And, you know, attacking the nation. And me, Brother Mufasa Ra, I'm not speaking for Cosmic Kev or Sister Roger. This is just me speaking for myself, that I didn't appreciate that. And Allah will deal with you, brother. Allah will deal with you for spreading lies and untruths.
It is what it is.
Islam. So outside of that, hey, I'm great. Let's get into it.
Yeah, it's been a lot going on. Also, I didn't get to tell you, Mufasa, I ran into some brothers on Grand. They was handing out the final calls, and I guess this is the one from last week that you were talking about, where it has the minister on the cover, and it says a savior is born for humanity. So I just picked it up today, so yeah, I can't wait to, you know, dive into it and look at it. I did get a chance to listen to his speech, which was, you know, beautiful as well. And he kind of laid down how he, you know, came into the nation and how Elijah Muhammad changed his life. And, you know, he's always a great speaker, but this time, I think he really put it down and kind of laid out his foundation and, you know, how he became the man that he is today. You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah, brother spoke for four and a half. almost 4 hours at an 85 year old man standing on his leg for 4 hours. To me, hey, that's miraculous. Now, some people say, hey, that's his job, that's what he's trying to do, but we're going to see if you can do that at 85. Stand up and speak for almost 4 hours.
This is what I'm saying, exactly. Yep, I'm with you, brother. So, all right, y'all, we're going to go and get into it. It's Collective Minds Radio once again. We're having an open discussion. Please give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. You got anything going on? Any, you know, you want to vent about what's been going on in the news? Give us a call. The number is 99477-1697. Hit us up, y'all. I kind of want to get this story out the way because it's been in the news, and I kind of feel like it's a distraction, but then I feel like it may be a lot more going on to this story just because it's gotten so much publicity, and that's the story of the guy, Jesse Smollett, from Empire, right? Like, for, I guess, folks that don't know, been under rock or don't have social media, they're saying that he staged an attack on himself and paid some guys to beat him up, and he came out with this elaborate story like it was a racist and homophobic attack, and, you know, they called him nigger, they called him some homosexual slurs. They beat him up, put a noose around his neck, said this is MAGA country. But in the last week, a lot of stuff been coming out as far as he may have hired two Nigerian actors to play the role and beat him up. And he had went on Good Morning America crying and, you know what I'm saying, saying that he fought back and he did it for the gay community, for young gay men to know that you can fight back. He was on a road talking about he the gay Tupac. It's been a lot going on with this story, and I really, you know, kind of wanted to stay away from him. But now that I think about it, I think it's a lot more going on with this story. You know what I'm saying? They either trying to pull some wool over our eyes, get us distracted. Because I'm like, why is this brother getting all this attention? You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like why?
Hard too. Like every day we wake up, we seeing something. Either
it's something new.
CNN, Fox News, the radio station. I'm with you, man.
Everywhere.
Like, why they pushing it so hard? Is it because
they pushing this? I don't know. They pushing it super hard, and because this my thing. Anybody who knew the story from the beginning, it sounded like some BS. When I first heard it, I'm like, nah, something don't sound right. I'm like, if the brother got attacked, you know, I feel bad, sorry for the brother, but it sounds like it doesn't sound like a legitimate story. So I'm looking at all the people who was taping for him and jumping out the window like, oh, he shouldn't have got attacked and this and that. I'm like, now I'm looking at them kind of funny, and it was a lot of celebrities jumping out the window on that. You know what I'm saying? But it sounded fake from the beginning. It's like, who would even believe that type of story? And if you're that man's friend, you should be asking some questions.
So, I mean, help me out with it some more. Know. So just make sure I'm correct, because I hadn't been on it too much. I kind of was deflecting it, these stories. But I know y'all been
right,
on
that's...
it. Like, he, this happened, and he said, well, he was been going to Subway to get something to eat at, like, 2 something in the morning. And then I know where he was attacked by these people. And then, like, what happened? What was the steps to happen?
I mean, that's basically it. He was attacked. He said he put a rope around his neck, and he was able to fight back and was able to get back to, you know, the lobby of his apartment where he was at. And
he locked up now, right? Like, they came and got him for false.
Yeah. He had turned
report.
Himself in. I think he may be out on bond. But, yeah, they came and, you know, they locked him up, charged him. So now he's just waiting on, he's just waiting on the courts now. So, but, yeah, it's really like I paid attention just for research purposes, but really this story is like, you know, it really shouldn't be getting all the attention that it's getting, you know, from my perspective. But it is what it is.
But you own something. Like, what is, like, it's like you say, you'd have thought this was just been something that hit TMZ, boom, bam.
Right.
You know,
they
moved on,
moving.
But
yeah.
No, that ain't the case. They really own this hard.
Yeah.
And so I thought, like, well, maybe they're trying to send a message to somebody behind the scenes that, you know, we don't know about or something. I'm confused on it myself also.
I don't know. Roger, what you think?
Well, you know, I'm with you guys definitely on that end. You know, it's probably, you know, it could be a distraction. I'm not going to say it probably is, but definitely could be, not for a fetched at all, to be a distraction. And it probably is. I will go ahead and say that. But outside of that, you know, I think distraction or not, I can be wrong here too, but my wild theory was mainly that I think the young man Lee Daniels probably had this guy, you know, as this, you know, had him twerking basically, you know. And I think he had a mental breakdown. I really feel like the guy is still in character mode, and it's easy to happen to a person that has practiced and worked on this character for all this time to perfect it and actually become the character. And I don't think he really quite snapped out of it. I think they need to look at this like they would do if he was someone else, as a mental illness.
Right.
And I don't think he stepped out of character mode. I think outside of him still stuck in character mode and dealing with a mental breakdown, I think the fact that my theory is that Lee Daniels probably had this little guy every which way but loose and probably sold him all kind of dreams saying he was going to have a music career and all that. I'm sure from my understanding, one of the complaints that he wasn't being paid accurately enough, you know, so he wanted more money. I'm sure Lee Daniels had him on the stream, you know, twerking, saying he was promising him all these things, and then to learn he's going to get wrote off. You know, it's easy to snap back and forth. You know, he already probably was dealing with reality and not probably struggling with, you know, what's real and what's not because he's playing his character for so long, you know, so it was probably easy for him to snap and do something ridiculous like that. I think it needs to be treated as a mental illness, just like they would do if it was anyone else. And, you know, I look at the same situation as when it's a African-American person that's involved in something, you know, they're always treated differently if it was, you know, of course, someone who's non-black. So I think, you know, they need to treat this as a mental illness. I don't think he should go to jail over it.
Right.
You know, one thing I did find very interesting about it that also makes me feel like just kind of what you had already brought up, the theory about is a bigger picture, also speaks to how they had the press, the press conference about it, how the officer in Chicago spoke about it, the things that he was saying. It's like, come on now. You know.
Exactly. And you got all them unsolved murders in Chicago that you're giving this a press conference and talking about this. Stop it.
Right. And the things that he was saying, you know, it's just like, you know, he was really trying to tear this guy down. You know, he's really trying to create an uproar and an outrage. You know, you can tell just by the language that he was using, speaking publicly on this press conference. I mean, you talking to all these people who don't have privilege to the same information that you have, so they relying on you and being influenced by the things that you're saying because you're an officer, for one. You're investigating the situation, for two. So they trust in what you're saying. If you conclude this, they're going to conclude it. So the language that he was using to influence the people that's listening to him, I was just like, why? You know, why are you trying to get these people this upset with this guy?
Exactly.
You know,
and then we talked about on our show, look at all the white people that then filed false reports on black people. Are they being charged? Are they being arrested? Barbecue Betty, Sidewalk Patty, all these people, whatever these names are, where these people then lied and called the police using the city's resources to make a complaint against kids selling cookies and mowing lawns outside. You know what I'm saying? They didn't call the police on some stupid stuff and filed false reports. So, you know, they go arrest this man, I guess, to make an example out of him.
And
know,
what about the lady who said some black man killed her kids and she ran them, she the one killed them, ran them in the river and mess like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. What about the lady who lied on Emmett Till? Her old butt still walking around somewhere, going to Whole Foods. You dig what I'm saying? Whatever she do. So, yeah, she needs to be charged too. It ain't too late. Lock her up. You dig what I'm saying? She done got somebody killed on a false report. So, you know, it is what it is, but we're moving right along. I wanted to touch on this too, y'all, now.
Yes.
A man, R. Kelly. Now, we talked about R. Kelly. They finally got him, y'all. They finally got R. He turned himself in. I'm going to run through the facts. He turned himself in Saturday. He's been charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse of underage girls, ranging from 14 to, I believe, 24. And it's allegedly happened between 1998 and 2010. His bond is $1 million. He needs $100,000 to post bail. As of today, he was still in jail, and he has a court appearance on the 25th of February. He's being charged in Cook County, which is a county in Chicago. So what do y'all think? They finally got him. You know, do y'all think he's going
go
to jail? Do y'all think? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say.
He's going down.
I think he didn't already went down.
Yeah.
It was just a matter they're going to take him down any further.
Right.
They already
yeah.
got him down. Are they going to let him back up? And come, you know, how far
right.
they plan to take them down. Because they didn't already, you know, ruined his reputation with a lot of people. You know, they've already persuaded people from liking him to not liking him. Not everybody, of course, but a significant amount of people have already been left him. Not only have a lot of his fans left him, a lot of his supporters left him, his family. I mean, then he got the law on his back trying to get him. You know, it's like he's down now. It's interesting though that he haven't posted bond yet, $100,000. You would think it would
right.
be, you know, easy for him to come up with. It's so that's a very interesting. I mean, there's people that ain't even that's not even in his status and can get out on that.
I might have to start the GoFundme for my brother.
You'd be surprised. That mug might hit it.
But,
you hear
you
me?
Know
you'd
what?
Be surprised.
I will say this though. I will say this. Because I do want to be very clear here. I don't condone his behavior at all, you know. So my stance is not whether or not he should be locked up or not. I do think that if they pursue this case for him to prosecute him and the charge him and all those things, and I don't think he should be the only one. I totally see that as unfair. It's not really about whether or not, to me, he should get locked up or not. I just like, if you're going to do it, I mean, he's not the only player in this. Like, how can you justify just only locking him? Let me finish the statement just so I can be clear. I don't want to leave anybody unclear what I'm going to say. He's not the only person that's playing a part in this. So how can they justify just only locking him up and ignoring the other people's behavior as if it was, you know, okay? So, okay, I can stop there. What was you going to ask?
You said you don't condone his behavior. What exactly is the behavior that you don't condone?
Well, it's not a secret that I don't think it's appropriate for a grown man to have sexual encounters of any kind with an underage girl.
Now, how do we know that happened, though?
So I mean,
so you got to be careful.
I don't know for certain. I wasn't there. Well,
exactly.
I'm not getting ready to disagree that people have to be careful with what they think. So that's neither here nor there. I guess I can be more clear, though, so that way, you know, you can understand what I'm saying. I don't know. So, yes, I can say that without a problem. I can stand strong and feel comfortable saying I don't know because I wasn't there. Chances are, unfortunately, chances are he probably did. That's not like, and it's not, it doesn't have nothing to do with just him personally. I'm saying it because it's sort of an epidemic. It's like if someone say, yeah, he slept or had sex with a younger person or a minor, that's not going to make me fall off my feet. And not saying I expect it either, but I know it's a common problem. So to learn that it happens, it's sad to say I'm not going to be knocked off my feet over it. You know, so I'm only going by what you know what they're saying. You know, so I'm only going by that. So you're right. Everybody can be lying on him.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I got to
the words
now.
You use, because when you say,
well, no,
you don't condone his behavior. But I mean, let me just say this real quick, because you are guilty. That's like saying you're guilty to proven innocent. You know what I'm saying? He has not been convicted of anything yet. These are just allegations. So
yeah, that's
his
true. But I can have my opinion. I can have my opinion about it. So I'm giving my opinion. I'm not saying that these are facts. I'm okay to say
that. That he slept with
Mufasa, I'm a big girl.
And that's your opinion is that he did sleep with the young girls.
I believe he did. And it ain't even me judging the tape. It's just unfortunately judging what his persona is. And just some things that I'm, you know.
Now, but here's the thing, though.
I'm a bigger. I can say that. That's only
right, but
opinion.
We got to keep it real, too, Brother Mufasa, too. I've seen the tape. I believe that you said you've seen that tape. Now, I know from looking at that tape that was a little girl. I know that.
Yeah.
You see what
That's
I'm saying?
True.
So, for me, I think he's wrong for the behavior he's conducted himself in. Now, with the Aaliyah thing, you know, the evidence came out that they was married, so you could say, well, we don't know if they had sex or not, blah, blah, blah. But if he married that little girl, that was disturbing behavior. You see what I'm saying? For me, as a man. So with the tape, I think that was confirmation for me that he's engaging in some predatory behavior. Now, he didn't force her.
So you're basically saying that was
it was consensual. Yeah, I'm saying that was him. Yeah, I'm saying that was him.
So why he didn't
and that
get
was
a
young girl.
So why he didn't get arrested?
Just because he didn't get arrested doesn't mean that wasn't him.
That don't
mean
that
wasn't
him, right.
They couldn't prove that it wasn't him.
Well,
right,
did
he didn't get arrested.
Just because they couldn't prove it, that doesn't mean
it
wasn't him still, though.
He didn't get arrested because the little girl said that wasn't her, and some of her family members came out and said it wasn't her.
So did anybody prove that it was him? No.
Toy, so you telling me my eyes are lying to me?
I'm just telling you he wasn't proving. I'm just what I'm doing is this. I understand you say y'all got y'all opinion. That's cool. So I'm just saying you got to be careful with the words that you use because that's your opinion, but he did go to trial.
That's a fact.
That
was him in the video, bro.
Well,
that was him in the video.
If that was a fact, they would have found him guilty.
They wouldn't have. It was a fact that Rodney King got beat on the video. None of those officers was charged.
Why
this
was
is what
that?
I'm
but
saying.
That's opening up.
That's what I'm saying.
That's opening a whole new discussion. The officer wasn't on trial because saying that wasn't them in the video. That's a totally different.
But they was on charge for excessive abuse, and they got found not guilty. But if you look at the video, that was excessive.
Well, see, I'll say this real quick. We might do a show about the Rodney King, because they was able to prove that it wasn't excessive based on the, you know, the fact that he kept getting up instead of just laying down. But that's the, I don't want to get into that right now because it's going to be a whole other discussion. All I'm saying is, in the case of Robert Kelly,
right,
he was not proven, he was not proven guilty that that was him
that
in that video.
True. That's so true, but that still doesn't mean that
was okay, I never said, that's fine. That don't touch me.
No, but this is what you said, right?
I never said that he
you
was
said,
found guilty.
I know, but you say approving of his behavior like he's sleeping with young girls. That's you just assuming
because
that
that's
he's sleeping
because
with young
I,
girls.
Yeah, that's because I believe that he did.
Right, but that's just your belief. You can't say that it happened
100%. Yeah, that's what I said. I believe I said Toy, nowhere in my sentence
right.
did you hear the word 100%. I said, I believe.
Are you guys emotional today? Because I've been called Toy twice. I think y'all.
No.
I think y'all have been. Look.
I didn't call you that. I called you Mufasa.
Yeah. No, you did. We ran the tape. You did. This I know this is a sensitive subject. I know this is. And
right.
y'all know that.
No.
I'm going to ride with Robert. Y'all know I'm riding with Robert to the end. I already took the heat. I'm
right.
riding with
yeah,
Robert.
You said that it's not him. It's
so
you,
I have to just put the I just have to put the
too.
Facts out.
But he
I'm
said it was him. Bro, Mufasa, you said it was him.
Right.
That's him in
Kelly said that was him in the video with the 14-year-old.
No, you said that was him.
Well, that was me assuming. That's just my opinion. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest, if that was him or not. I'm about 99% sure that was him. Can we get into the 90s at least now? Come on, that was R. Kelly. I can't do that. Just like with this new stuff, you know, these are, as we stand right now, these are accusations. Nothing
right.
has been proven. So that's why I just got, you know, I just had to say something about when we say approving of his, you know, his behavior. That's
what,
like saying
so what
he's guilty.
What? Okay.
He hasn't been proven
what
guilty. He hasn't
make?
Been proven guilty because he hasn't been proven.
Okay.
When you say stuff like that, now people that hear that, they come to think that he's been proven guilty of sleeping with young girls. It's like actual facts. It's done. So you're not giving Robert a chance to defend himself on these new accusations. You've already put out there, I don't approve of his behavior. You was basically saying he slept with these young girls and the man ain't even went to trial yet. That's not fair.
Yeah.
That is not fair.
Well, it depends
to do my
on
boy
what you're
Robert
judging.
Like
it depends on what you're judging.
I think it's fair.
What's fair or not. Like, what are you saying? What's not fair? Because I can say,
right,
based off of my own opinion and my own experience, and come up with a conclusion on my own. Do you think I need to rely and wait on someone else to go and research this stuff? You don't think I feel like I'm not I have some intelligence enough where I can form my own opinion, because I know for a fact that they do things the wrong way. You can see somebody getting beat up. They'll be like, well, nah, he wasn't this. They turn stuff around right in your face. We can have video or something. So it doesn't matter that I ain't got to wait on what they going to tell me before I can form my opinion, because I probably ain't going to trust what they release and put out anyway. Their story may not even be, they may just be just as wrong as me with whatever they come
this
up
is
with.
Why,
so I can speak on my behalf and let them speak on theirs.
This is why it was so dangerous to watch that documentary, and I know you watched it, because now you have already put into your head that Robert is guilty of bad behavior, that he slept with these young girls. And I really find that it's sad that y'all have given up on our brother, our comrade.
No.
And just assuming that he has slept with these young girls. He has not been proven guilty. So until then, we have to give him a chance. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, proving guilty by who?
No.
Proving guilty by who?
No, my brother.
In a court of law.
Before the documentary, I was on R. Kelly head. I mean, the rumors have been out. These things, like, your reputation precedes you. It has been known since the marriage with Aaliyah that he likes little girls. This has been going on for a long time. He's just gotten away with it. He likes young women. I mean, you just look at the evidence. You know what I'm saying? He likes young girls.
Let me say this.
And for a, you know, 40-year-old man, 50-year-old man, that's not what's up.
Listen, we've done, I think we've done two, maybe even three shows about Kelly, and I hope for anybody listening, I hope y'all go back in the archives and check out our shows on that too, because apparently this is going to drag on for quite some time now. They've already depleted Dear Robert's fund, and I may have to take it upon myself to open up a GoFundMe to help get $100,000 to get the Dear Brother out.
It is what it is.
I'm going to take this upon myself.
Right,
see what we can do. Because it's a shame.
What do y'all make it at? Yeah, what do y'all make it at? This man is a multi-platinum artist, Grammy Award-winning writer, been in the game for decades, and he can't come up with $100,000. Like, you can put up a house or you can sell some cars. What do y'all make of that? This man has been in this industry that long, and he's having the trouble coming up with this bond money, this bail money.
Legal fees, that's very draining. And taking care of too many people, taking care of all the young ladies, and I'm saying the legal age ladies, taking care of people who work for them, giving out money, you know, doing for people. But especially
that's draining
on your finances.
Not legal fees, right? I agree. But dang, like, that's crazy. If you know how many hits this man has gotten, like,
poor
I believe I can fly.
Yeah, poor business.
He ain't got the rights
to
that.
He don't own the rights to that. He probably don't own the rights to none of his music. I can't say for a fact. But, yeah, bad business decisions, and it's a shame. You know, hey, dearly beloved Prince and Master P tried to help our family and school them on the business side of the music game. And it's really sad and unfortunate that Robert didn't get the memo. You know,
that
now he can't even get himself out of jail and just post bond $100,000. It's really sad.
That is very sad. I mean,
I'm gonna sit
real.
Back and watch the case and watch how it unfolds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so but I'm praying for Brother RK. You know, there's also another big RK. This was a bad weekend for RK. You know who the other RK is, don't you, Brother Kim?
Yeah. We gonna touch on that right after this. But I want to put this other point out there too. Because I found it interesting that they got the state's attorney is this black woman named Kimberly Fox. And she's the one who's going to bring the black man down. So I always try to look at, you know, symbols and how things look and what's at play. You know what I'm saying? And I just found it interesting, that they got the black woman who's going to be. Oh, yeah, she's happy. That's her bread and butter. I mean, she probably going to write a book after this and do interviews and all type of stuff. But I just found it interesting how they pinned the black woman against the black man once again. You know what I'm saying? So
I just she found can relate to women and children. That's why, you know.
The pad pipe ain't
out
yet. We're going to see. Did I say that?
But, I mean, you know, I like to keep things in the context of white supremacy, too. I also think it's a ploy, of course, to put more division between black men and black women.
I mean, she definitely could have been sent there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's doing her job and all that, but she's the face of, she's going to be the person to actually bring him down. So, you know, it doesn't look racial. But yeah, that's interesting though. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Keep everybody updated. But yeah, I just think
hands
it's
off
that
Robert
man can
hands
get
off
out.
Robert.
So the other RK,
hands
off Robert.
So I don't know.
Robert.
I don't know if I asked you this before, Mufasa, but I know you heard me ask someone, so I know you're familiar with this question.
It's going to be heavy.
Well,
I can tell you. I can tell you the way you're winding it up. Here we go.
You as a father,
mm-hmm.
are you saying that you will be okay if your daughter at the age of 14, 15, said that she's in love with a 27, 28-year-old man, and they're in love, they're having sex, they're living together, they're married, or
mm-hmm.
even if they ain't married, you just learned that they're having sex.
Right.
Your 15-year-old daughter is having sex with a 27, 28-year-old man. How would that make you feel?
Okay. So to make sure
if
that
they
I'm
were
clear.
Married and if they're not. Mm-hmm.
This is your direct question to me. How would I feel that my 15-year-old daughter was in a relationship with a 27-year-old man? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I would be very pissed off. My daughter and him would have problems with me. You know, it would probably become physical at some form.
But God's still working.
You know, with both of them. It will probably become physical. Say again?
I said, but God's still working on you.
Yes, God is still working on me. This is true. But I would not be, if God working on me, God not working on me, I ain't going to be down with that. I can tell you that right now. That ain't happening. And at 15 years old, no, you still under the law of me. You on the daddy's law. So I don't play this.
So do you think that is appropriate behavior for, for those two age to be together, man, woman, man and child? Or are you just saying that, I think it's okay, but it's just not my preference. You know,
it's not
okay
my preference.
If someone else do it.
Okay. I can answer that. And this probably going to, we have a debate on this one day, too. It may be okay according to God's rules or the Creator's rules. Because we've had discussions about, you know, when young men and women are able to reproduce children, that's for a reason. Now, when you add in the fact of, a younger female saying, my daughter in your question at 15 with this older man, now me, no, I'm not with it. Creator may have designed her to be able to have children at that age, but no, I'm not with it. But now I can't argue the debate.
Now, do you think the 27-year-old should go to jail? Do you think he should go to jail? If he sleeps with a young,
the 27-year-old. Yeah, he should go to jail.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if I don't get to him first.
That was close. Good thing we asked those questions.
Right.
Yeah. if I don't get to him first. You know,
right.
So yeah.
Okay.
The society that I live in, you know, that's how we roll. We don't. This society don't play this. So I've been brought up in this society to follow those guidelines. So no, I'm not with it. I don't approve of it.
How does that
tie in with Robert? Because Robert hasn't been proven such a thing. So I'm still pro Robert. Go Robert.
I assumed that that I was tying this into Robert. I never suggested that. These are questions that I wanted to know just based off of your comments when we were talking about Robert.
Okay.
So it made me curious to try to find some more understanding about this. I wanted to really dig a little more into where your mind was at.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. That was close.
Yeah, we might have to follow up with another discussion on that.
That was risky.
But, yeah, I guess we could move on to the other RK. Now, this is New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
Another baller.
Now, Robert Kraft is a billionaire from the Kraft fame and from the Kraft family. He's been charged with 2 counts of misdemeanor soliciting a prostitution. Now, my boy was in a strip mall in Jupiter, Florida, trying to get some and pay for a happy ending. Now, they say this was part of a big sting they was having, and he's not the only one that got caught up. It was another guy, like an ex-Citigroup bank president, John Havens, was caught up. It's like a husband of the LPGA golf. Her husband got caught up in it. So it's a few other big wigs that got caught up in this so-called sting. Now, they say that this place is known for human trafficking. You know what I'm saying? They say it's known for human trafficking. I don't really have a problem. I don't think he's going to jail. The man's a billionaire. I think it's some misdemeanor charges. I don't have a problem if 2 consensual adults, if he wants to pay for some and get a happy ending, I'm not the moral police. I don't really have a problem with that myself.
Now, also,
now, if you're
forcing, he denied it.
Go ahead.
Don't forget to
he's denying
the accusation that he solicited prostitution.
That is, yeah, he is denying it. That is true. And now they say they have video of him, you know, doing the thing. So they say they have a video. But like I said, my thing is I don't really have a problem. Now, there's one catch, though. There's one catch, and that is how old were these women? Now, I don't want to put nothing on nobody, but that would be the only catch. Is how old are these women? Because if they're of age, I don't see a problem. If they're young and they're being forced into this lifestyle, then we have a situation on our hands. You know what I'm saying?
Forced.
So,
and really forced at any age. Yeah.
That is true. That is true. And that's how it goes with human trafficking. Like they say, this place was well known. They've been, surveying the joint for a long time. And they got a lot of people caught up in this particular thing. So with Robert, I think it's probably going to blow over based on he's a billionaire. He's on a team. His team just won a Super Bowl. I really don't see this man going to jail unless he gets out of pocket and goes against, goes against the establishment. But I really don't see too much happening. I think this is going to blow over just like when Jerry Jones got caught up with the chicks in his office. He got caught up with some prostitutes in his office. So I think it all blow over for real on this tip.
Yeah, the man is 68. Oh, wait a minute.
Right,
is he 68 now or was he 68 when his wife died?
I think he, I think he 80.
Might be older.
No, he's 77 now.
Okay.
His
wife
died in
2011.
Yeah,
they was married for 48 years. Now, I'm just saying, if I'm 68 and I've been married for that long, 48 years, and you lose your significant other, I mean, to some people, that would kill a person, kill a man. You know, he could just drown himself in depression. So if that man want to go out there and, feel some love, some affection from a willing participant, and let it go down. Let it happen. You know, hey, prostitution, though. Let's talk about prostitution. Prostitution is, like they say, one of the oldest occupations in the world, on the planet. It's been going down. Now, whether that make it right or wrong, I'm just saying. Women been selling that thing for quite some time. So does that make it do we need to start getting on these women? Tell them to quit selling their box? You know?
That is funny. Now let me read this quick paragraph from CBS News. It says, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is being charged in Palm Beach County after being caught in a sex sting, according to police. He is charged with 2 counts of soliciting someone to commit prostitution, and police say they have videotape of him paying for the sex acts at an illicit massage parlor. See, so they say they have the video of my man. But again, if these were 2 consensual adults, I don't have a problem with that. You dig what I'm saying? The man's not married, you know. I don't have a problem with it.
Widower.
Like I said, that
widower.
Yeah. A widower, his wife died in 2011. my only thing
hey,
is, who were these women? And were they forced and underage?
He got tired of going home watching television till television went off.
Mm.
You get lonely. You get
right.
lonely. So let's
yes,
rob and have some little fun.
Yeah, but it's a lot of these, like, people don't know. It's a lot of these little massage parlors around. Even here in St. Louis, there's some that you
it's
may not know of, and they be in the cut. It's like, exactly, they're underground underwear, but they be in the cut. There's basic massage, and these places have women rotating in that they, you know, send from out of country or out of the state, and they come in and do a little work and move on. So, this thing, you know, it happens a lot. They in these little strip malls, and, you know, these billionaires, they duck off and they want to get them a little some, and, you know, they duck off and drop their little $79 and keep it moving. They might leave a $100 tip and keep it moving. But, yeah, I think Robert's good. I think this will pretty much blow over. You know, I don't really see too much going on with this, to be honest.
I mean, if it was, you know, why they just, why he got to, you know, go meet her at the massage thing, why he just can't go and ask her out on a real date and take her somewhere, and then they have sex, and then they're not in any jeopardy of being caught up or accused of anything.
That's true. Now, that may be too much work. He may not, now, I get what you're saying, but now, you know, that may be too much work.
See,
and he might not have
time.
It's
gonna be more work
on
trying to get out.
I can answer
it's gonna be more work to try to
right.
try to get
I
out
can
of.
Give you an answer.
Shoot,
I can give you an answer.
Okay.
I give you an answer. One problem with that, or one issue that some people have is the issue of, like, he might feel. I hate to speak for him, but I'm just saying he may feel that when he going to take a woman out to dinner and do all that treating and stuff, that he might get played. He might get turned down. You know, then you run the risk because she said no and you trying to get it. You like, dang, I done broke all this bread off. So when he goes to
the
place,
I mean,
that,
look, no, I'm saying no. That's not what I'm not saying it that way either. I'm saying if this is what she do, she said that thing, then what's wrong with just having they talk about it anyways? Why not just say, hey, I'm just taking, you know, we're going to go to dinner. We're going to go on a date. Then, you know, we do our thing, you know. If this is what she's doing, I'm saying just making it on a different format where you don't have to be accused. Why would you jeopardize yourself like that when you can just actually take the lady on a date? And
right. Then you got to be seen out,
you know,
in
have
public
a one-night thing.
Right, then you got to be seen out in public with it. And then, you know, 60 or 70-something years old, if you were some young tender, they're going to blow that up, put that all over TMZ, his mysteries. You got to go through all that backlash when he could just go there and keep it discreet. So he just got caught.
Okay,
you know,
would you rather
well,
have, would you rather have, would you, wanna, would you rather want to deal with people calling you, I mean, saying that you with your mistress versus saying you paying for prostitutes, you about to go to jail?
Right. Not for me, yeah.
Say,
it's me, yeah.
I'd rather them shoot. Okay, shoot. But you can say he out with his mistress or she out with this. Hey, but you won't be saying that you about to go to jail. I'd rather deal with that for
right.
me.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah. He,
somebody
come
tell me
I'm
about to get locked up.
But why is that? Tell me this. Why is soliciting a prostitute even illegal? But I don't think the porn business is illegal. they be having sex and paying for sex.
I thought it was.
You know, do these women and men get paid for sex? And, you know, people can go out and rent porn and buy porn. No.
No, porn not illegal.
I thought it was illegal. It's not. Well, it should be.
No, you know, they have porn awards and all that.
Oh, no, I didn't know
that. I
think, yeah, that's where your girl, what's her name? Cardi B. That's where your girl Cardi B just performed at the porn awards a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, they got a big porn award show. Porn is, you know, you got stores where they rent porn, buy porn. So I'd be, like, tripping, like, why come cats get in trouble for soliciting a prostitute? But the porn is the same thing. Women and men getting paid to have sex. Can somebody shine
right,
some light on that to me? What's the deal with that?
Well, I think in this case, the problem is human trafficking. Because a lot of times they say that women are not doing it with consent because they under the influence of drugs or they've been threatened to be in these sex acts and, you know, working these massage parlors and so on. So I think that's the problem in this case. Now, as far as, you know, prostitution
and streetwalking
or whatever, you know, I think they look at it like a safety thing. It's basically because they cannot regulate and tax and do all that type
that's
of stuff.
Right.
You know,
that's
what I'm saying?
It's about the money.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to. Yeah, they come down to regulation and taxes because.
Right. Ain't no because
like,
taxing that business.
Yeah, like Roger said, what's the difference of a girl going out on a date with somebody? And she like, look.
And they decide to
have
sex.
$100.
Like,
yeah,
hey,
they decide to
have
sex.
Money. He like, here you go.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Look, what's the difference? No harm, no foul.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Had
so.
Sex. She's like, hey,
yeah.
You got $100. He's like, sure,
here
you go.
I got you.
So that's what they need to be attacking. A taxi. And I have to say this like this. You know, I know it sounds crazy. You know, against my morals and values, but I'm just going in my lower state for a minute when I say this. Like, there shouldn't be nothing wrong with a person soliciting someone for sex. It shouldn't be no issue. They need to quit locking people up. The human trafficking, that's something that's totally different. I mean, even when in a marriage, in your marriage, you basically still paying your woman, your wife. She getting broke, she getting red to sleep with her. What's the difference? So, that's a listening prostitution. I mean, like I said, it's the oldest hustle in the world. It's selling that box.
Yeah,
so
that is one of them.
Do away with that. Just go ahead and stick. Now, the human trafficking, that's another thing. Underage, I get all that. But that old people listening to the prostitute. I mean, yeah. One way or the other, we're going to pay for it as a man. One way or the other. If we marry her and keep her, we're going to pay. If we take her to dinner, like Roger said, we're going to pay. If we just go in there and say, how much can we just get straight to the point, how much you want for that, and you're going to pay. So what is the difference?
Right. This is true. This is true. Okay, now.
It kind of reminds me of the car business. Because one thing, if you have to sell a certain amount of cars to be considered, you know, a dealer per year. So it's like, I guess after a certain amount of, you know, time you hook up with a guy and ask him, you know, to give you some money or, you know, whatever, then I guess after so many, you have to become some sort of a business. You enter into a whole nother situation so that way they can, you know, still go back and get the money. You know, so they haven't figured out a way, I guess, to make it where, I don't know why. You guys will probably know this. I don't. Do they have a place where, like, it's a business, like, if someone actually run it and it's, you know, you can, like, go to a building and say, hey, yes, and it's legal.
Yeah,
like, there's no places like that around
No. It's underground because it's illegal in most states. Now, in Vegas, it's legal. In Vegas, prostitution is legal.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You can call women to your room. They got the Bunny Ranch in Vegas and different type of places where you can go and actually, you know, purchase you some box.
Bunny Ranch.
Say. Yeah, so, yeah, it's different. In most states, it is illegal. But then you got a few states, you know, like Vegas or cities, like Nevada, where it's legal. And you can do your thing. Now, here, there are certain places underground, and then you got the tracks. You know, you got different streets. You still have street walkers. You have people that even work at the casinos here. I don't know, you know, even at the casinos here, you have women that be working. You know what I'm saying? They be working and they be looking at the table, seeing who went and
they
come up.
So you saying they work
yeah,
at the casino and they got a side hustle?
No, I'm saying not employees of the casino. I'm saying they work casinos to solicit people for sex. Yeah, they street work and they work, you know, to solicit people for sex. Hotel right there.
You see, the guy that's there, he's spending money, so he had money. He's probably drinking.
There you go. Let's go to the room. It's as simple as that. Let's go get a room. Bam. And it goes down like that. So it's underground for most of the part, but then you have a few states where it's illegal. I know Nevada for sure.
Do every woman that get money for sex, is every woman that get money for sex a prostitute?
Huh?
No, I wouldn't say that.
No,
really?
I was asking, is every woman who gets money for sex, does that automatically make her a prostitute?
Mm-mm. No.
I wouldn't say that.
So what makes her a prostitute?
If that's all she does.
if that's her business, right?
That's how she gets the majority of her money. Yeah. If that's her largest money making,
she's out of
it.
Yeah, she's
a straight business. So. Yeah.
Well, multiple men, I guess. You saying?
Right. But now here's something I want to touch on, y'all. That's close to home. And they've been talking about this for a long time, and that is this St. Louis City and St. Louis County merger. For those that don't know, if we got some listeners, you know, out of town or whatever, St. Louis is divided into the city and the county. And the city is, you know, St. Louis City proper is like downtown and the surrounding areas. Then you have St. Louis County, which is a whole nother municipality to where you get out on the outskirts and suburbs, kind of. So they're talking about merging the two, and I believe it's going down. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going down, but they're just trying to get us ready for it. But I want to read a little bit of this article from the Post Dispatch, and then, you know, y'all can chime in and see what y'all think. It says, the consolidation of St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and all 88 county municipality governments could save $55 million in year one and more than $1 billion in year 10, according to finance estimates released Tuesday by merger advocacy group Better Together. The analysis shows that the merged city's annual budget would run a surplus even after deep tax cuts, more than $175 million in annual debt payments and yearly distributions back to the municipalities, which have been critical of the plan so far. So basically, it seems like they're just making a case, you know, and getting people's minds ready that, okay, it'll save money, and they're getting people's mind ready for the merger. So I want to know, you know, what do y'all think of this merger? Y'all think it's good for St. Louis, good for the city, good for the state? You know, from just, you know, from what y'all have heard or what y'all know about the city and how it's structured, what do y'all think is going on here?
All right, you want to check on that or you want me to go in first?
Yeah, you're going first because I really hadn't heard anything about it, so I'm until you just said something. So let me hear what you got to say. Let me get some more information.
Oh, okay.
I work with that organization Better Together back in the during the Ferguson riots here, dealing with the police force, and yeah, I know they've been trying that discussion has been on the table for quite some time. But I ran into a brother here, a wise brother here in St. Louis, Abbey Baba Jay, a Progressive Emporium, and I know he has been studying that a lot too. So I would rather wait until maybe we can reach out to him as well and have him come on, because he could basically give us a good lecture on that. We know what he found out, and
Brother Kevin.
As far as it being a good or bad,
yeah.
As far as it being good or bad, I'm thinking. I want to wait until I get more of the facts, because I've kind of flip flopped on it myself. At the time when I was, doing my little sit down with Better Together, St. Louis, at that time, I was thinking that it could be a good thing, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. for the county and the city to merge, because the county is much bigger. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it like we might as well come together and bring our different, resources together just to unite. I thought it was like, that's a good thing. Just on that surface level of uniting. But then I started thinking more when I was talking to Baba Jay about it, like, well, this could be a bad thing for some of these smaller municipalities that are now finally gotten to the point where they have a black identity. For lack of better words, this could turn around and jeopardize the growth of those smaller municipalities that have been trying to incorporate things for its African-American cities. Say, for instance, like you got a municipality like Bedford Neighbors that is probably 80% black. And over time, they've been putting in programs designed for black people, like Juneteenth programs, more Black History Month programs, Kwanzaa programs that they do at the rec center. And I'm thinking that if this big merger happens, that will be broken down. That infrastructure will be broken down. So I'm torn on it, and I want to do more research on that myself before I say if it's going to be a good or a bad thing. And definitely would like to reach out to Baba Jay, because he was interested in coming on to discuss that subject with us. So maybe we can even holler him.
Yeah,
get him on next week.
You know what I want to know?
I agree.
How will it affect the education system? Like, will now schools be? I mean, you can go to any school you want. You know what I'm saying? I wonder, will that happen since we'll be all included?
Right. That's a good question. Now, the group that's heading this, it's called Better Together St. Louis. So that's the advocacy group that's, that's pushing for this. So we can, we can do some research on them and see exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, go to their website.
I'm on the website now. It says, they got workshops. I'm looking at the website now.
If you see that one in North Island Park, I'll be going. So if you want to come with me, come on with me, bro. Sign up now.
Okay. Yeah, and they're trying to get – actually, it says they're trying to get so many signatures. Let me see how many signatures they're trying to get in order to bring the in order to make the merger happen. They're trying to get all these signatures passed so they can go ahead and get the merger going by by 2021, I believe.
21, 22.
But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, 21, 22,
so
somewhere
what
up in there.
So what benefits do you guys see from this, and what disadvantages?
For me, just because on the surface, It sounds like a good idea. Basically, just to have, you know, St. Louis as one city instead of the with the divide with the county as far as the courts and registration and, you know, different municipalities and taxes and things like that. So on the surface, it sounds good. I'm kind of with Mufasa as far as the small municipalities with, you know, the influx of black people that move to North County. You know, what happens with those small municipalities? They got their little government set up, their police departments, and so on and so forth. So what happens to those communities, with this merger? So that would be, you know, kind of my questions and where I'm kind of iffy at. I'm going to definitely look into it. Now, I don't like the fact that if it does happen, Steve Stinger would be the mayor of St. Louis. He's the county executive now, but if the merger happened, they're saying that he would be the mayor until for 6 years, 2024, 2026, something like that. So that's a negative. I don't really feel, Steve Stinger as a mayor of a city that I'm living in. So, but other than that, yeah, I would definitely have to do some more research. I do feel like that is coming, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we really can stop it. I think it's definitely coming. Let me see here. But I think, yeah, that's a good question as far as how would it affect the schools. I think that's good to see how that would work. And it'll put St. Louis as one of the – it'll put us back in the top 10 as far as population of cities if that was the merge. So that may be a good thing, you know, as far as the numbers.
Maybe.
maybe, you know. So they're saying together, basically.
Why would the numbers make it a good thing? Not being bigger as a city makes it. What's the good thing about that? What's the advantage?
It attracts more businesses to come to your city. It attracts more companies and corporations to come to your city.
We got population.
You know, just things like that, conventions and population, yeah, things like that, because that's what the cities mostly run on, you know what I'm saying? As far as the city, they're looking at, are people moving to the city, you know, are companies setting up shop in the city to provide jobs, do you have facilities and hotels that can house conventions and tournaments and, you know, March Madness and Super Bowls and things like that. Like, is your city viable, you know, for people to come to? So when you look at the population, it's like, okay, if you have a large population, that may entice a corporation to put their headquarters in your city. You see what I'm saying? To provide jobs and, you know, so on and so forth. So that's one aspect of the population. But as it stands today, now I didn't know this. It says in St. Louis City and St. Louis County, there are 43 fire departments, 55 police departments, 88 municipalities, and 130 municipal meetings every month. So I think what this, and I'm on the Better Together website, so I think what they're trying to do is consolidate those numbers, right? So if you got 43 police department or fire departments down, you know, they could probably consolidate it to, I don't know, 30 or a number less than that, you know what I'm saying? Which they're saying, their argument is it would save people money. So, it says, yeah, Better Together is a 501c3 organization committed to community research, education, and action that addresses our region's fragmentation. Okay.
Yeah, like I say, well, okay. Okay, make sure you sign up with that, man, because I'm going to that, to the one seminar they're doing. It should be coming up, I think it's on the 17th, somewhere next month. It'll be at the Oak Island Rec Center. And what I noticed, if you look on the website, a lot of the ones they have on the, you know, in some of these counties on the exterior, you know, they full, mm-hmm. they booking up. And I need,
right,
I love to see more black supporters come out and see what's
mm-hmm.
going on.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Get,
yeah.
We have to get involved with stuff like this. But, yeah,
that's
I want to do
true.
More research on it myself and, you know, have Brother Lancaster come on and talk with us more about that, because I know, like I say, he has been doing a lot of research on that as well, and we can really dive
yep.
in a little bit deeper.
And I'm
research that
yep,
a little bit
yep.
more.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the list of supporters, and to me, like I say, it's pretty much going down. When you have names on this list like Ameren, Emerson Electric, Energizer, First National Bank, the former mayor, Francis Slay, Major Brands, the mayor, Lida Cruson, BJC, AT&T, Argent Capital, Ascension Healthcare. Like, these names on here, Stifel
yeah.
Financial, the LaCleave Group,
couple,
these
right?
are all the major players in the city, KPMG. Like, it's going down.
Yeah, it's a corporation.
So
that's why they
yeah,
doing
U.S.
That's
Bank, Wells Fargo.
Meeting.
Yeah,
that's
William Danforth. Yeah, yeah, they just trying to do
the
meetings
to
give people a chance. Exactly, and give the public a chance to at least ask questions and voice their opinion.
Worldwide technology on there.
Worldwide technology. I was just about to say them. Worldwide technology is on here. Ken and Nancy Kranzberg, like people who are heavy donors, philanthropists in the city, businesses, major corporations, major businesses, major utility companies, all these people are on this list of supporting Better Together. So it's going down, family. The question
oh, let
is
me say this too,
how
real
do
quick,
we
Brother Ken.
Go ahead, bro.
I just wanted to add this. The ones that I went to in the past, like I said, around the Ferguson, uprising area, people in the, you know, white people wasn't down. I'm just saying that right now. Normal, just the average Joe, they weren't down with that. They weren't happy about that. People who were like in little small areas like Bridge, and they're like, no, we like it the way it is. We like our little small community. We like our little local man, our little local police force, and they don't want to be big. They didn't want to feel part of this big, you know, conglomerate.
I can definitely see that. But unfortunately, we know that the elites run this thing. So they look right. It's probably not going to matter at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got, like I say, when you got a list like this that's supporting this, it's just a matter of time. Now, the thing is, like you say, is to get involved, at least ask questions so you can prepare your mind and prepare your family if you want to stay, if the merger happened, or if you, you know, want to relocate. That's the thing to do, because it's definitely going down. And, you know, these little municipalities may have their gripes. But as we know, there's a small percentage of people that control everything. And when you got a list like this, you know, them look rights don't mean that, you know.
Yeah, we getting down our last 15. You want to check the phone lines, Roger, before we really wrap things up?
Okay, we can get us a call in real fast. We'll go to area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio if you have a question or comment.
What you guys been talking about? Well, I wasn't there.
Yeah, it's an open discussion. What's going on, PC Carl? It's been an open discussion, but we were just talking about the St. Louis City and County merge, and I would love to hear your opinion on that.
St. Louis City and County is not merge. Next question.
You say it's not going to?
Nope.
Now, are you sure
about
that?
How you feel about R. Kelly?
Well, from what I heard, I think he should go to jail.
So you didn't condemn
Hold
him?
Hold on, I want to get back to this. To this, you say it's not go merge. Now, what makes you say that?
No, the city and the county is not going to work merge. Why would they want to take on? What would they gain? They're not gaining anything. The county already have part of the airport. That's all
right,
they want.
Okay, right. The city has airport, but look at this. There's
no the county gets money out of the airport also.
That may be true, but it's still governed by the city.
Yeah. Well, right. These counties are not going to vote to merge with the city. Each of them counties, those counties are allowed by the state statutes. Those municipalities are allowed by the state statutes to exist. So they would have to vote to unincorporate. Or should no longer be a village, no longer be a small third-class city, fourth-class city, and so on and so on.
Right, so the organization who is pushing for this is called Better Together. Now,
it's one of the progressive. It's one of them progressive organizations that think it's everybody should live together.
Well, what they're saying is it's going to save the city $55 million in 1 year and over $1 billion over the next 10 years, right?
Yeah, probably because somebody else, one of them rich municipalities, is going to be sharing their revenue with the city. That's probably what it is. And those municipalities don't want to do that. They got better schools, they got better services, they got their own police department, public works. The people that work for those public works live there. That's the way they like it. I don't blame them. I would like that to have that also.
Right, but
who the heck
want to
merge their school with St. Louis Public Schools? Come on, let's be realistic.
They may not want to do that, but it looks like it's coming because, like I just read the list, they have a lot of supporters from all the major players in the city and county. So what the little masses of people think, as far as their little gripes with that, that doesn't matter when it comes to these big wigs saying, this is what we're going to do and we just need to get X amount of signatures to make this happen.
It takes
already
the signatures.
On pace to do that.
Signatures don't do it. You have to have people that vote for that.
Okay, and what I'm telling you is the people that's on this list have the power and influence
to galvanize
people to do that.
The people in the community, Kirkwood don't want that. Berkeley, Brentwood doesn't want it.
They may not want that, but when Steve Stinger, the county executive, and Lida Crewson, the mayor of St. Louis, they're both on board.
And guess what they'll do with him? They'll vote his ass out next time around. They may even have a recall on him. Do you understand how this stuff works?
Point, I do. Now when it comes back and they announce the merger, I expect a call from you.
Yeah, the only ones that's going to want to merge, and some of them, man, is the poor ones. Why? Because they can't take care of their own damn self. Look at Jennings. What did Jennings got? Yolanda Henderson was a mayor. I think it's got either 6 or 8 council members. And out of them, and one white one, all 7 black ones is in debt collection. Now, who in the hell would vote for somebody to be the representative government and they in debt collection? Think about that.
Oh, man, hilarious.
And you don't believe
That's
me,
funny.
Google it. It's still on there.
I mean, I'm going to take your word for it, but my thing is, it's coming. Now, they may not want
it,
and
gonna
I
come.
Hear
them
the
people
look
ain't
like,
gonna, some people ain't going to merge with no city of St. Louis.
They not going to have any other choice.
Why would
they
you want
raise
that?
All the hell in the world.
It ain't going to be no more
I'm
black
not saying
history.
I want it. I'm not saying I want it. I'm just saying what I see coming down the pipe based on what I'm looking at. So I'm not saying I want
that's
it.
That's
the
same
it's something
group.
That's inevitable.
Then the same
you
groups that talk that convinced black people in Normandy School District, Jennings, Ferguson, Florida, to bust their kids out to Clarence's house. Remember? On that bill that Lacey Clay helped pass in Congress, that if you live in a school district that's unaccredited, you got a right to attend the adjacent school district. Well, goddamn, adjacent school district, Francis Howell is like an hour's drive from Normandy. How in the hell is that adjacent school district?
Right. Now, look, now I want to read this because this is the mission statement for Better Together. It says, we support the St. Louis region by acting as a catalyst for the removal of governmental, economic, and racial barriers to the region's growth and prosperity for all of our citizens by promoting unity, trust, efficiency, and accountability.
Now,
and if they have,
when you hear something like that, when you hear something like that, run like hell. Get the hell away from them.
And why you say that?
Because there's some progressive whites that think it's terrible when white folks move when things get tough. I've argued with them all the time. I say, well, if it's terrible when whites move, what is it when blacks flee? We was talking about fleeing.
Right. Okay. Now, I'm not going to argue with you. They sound like some progressive white people with a lot of money, some liberals for the most part. And, that's definitely what that statement sounds like. However, I would put my money on the mergers coming down.
It's
I
like
think
that
they really
24/7
just...
organization.
History.
The one that built that theater out there on Page at Ferguson?
24-1.
Yeah, I guess it's 24-1.
Yeah, that's what they call it, the 24-1. I've been there several times.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm looking at their board of directors. Oh, wow. I'm done.
They all white.
Yeah, they got a few. They got the brother, Dr. Benjamin Akande from YSU.
You talking about Better Together?
Jim. Yeah, Better Together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the board of directors.
That's a white organization.
Yeah, yeah, they got Jim Buford on here from formerly of the Urban League, and Dr. Will Ross is on here. Those are only two black people that I see.
Let me tell you something. Where the lady is? She there? What's her name?
Right.
I want y'all to listen to me very closely. When this old man tell you something, you better listen. Whenever you see Buford's name on something, you better run like hell.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm looking at
the only thing
boy,
I like
man.
About him, he's a Republican, too, on some issues. I'm not a Republican, but I like conservative issues, and that ain't no damn conservative issue.
Right, I got you. Well, right, they tried.
Said,
there's one black woman on here, too.
Yeah,
she's... That was my main reason for checking them out when the Ferguson uprising was going on, you know, because they was trying to do the whole police reform discussion. And I was doing my research on these police, departments, county, citywide. And everyone I went to, like I went to one in U City, one in Bridgeton, went to another.
They're
one.
All white.
Yeah,
all
white.
All right, police showed up.
I don't trust
they
them.
Same
the
thing with the fire department.
But not in the city. Now, when we got to the city, nobody came. It was maybe like four or five black people that showed up. No police showed up. Nobody. It was just a handful of us. And I think one or two people from the Better Together organization.
The powers that be, like you like to call them, always go to certain black folks when things are hitting the fan. When we had the highway shut down, you remember that? Remember the highways,
yeah.
Highway 70 shut down, that good fellow?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
I remember that.
We met that Sunday night. I told him how to do that. Use rolling blocks. You know, have two cars. And one in each lane, and they all slow down and stop at the point.
Right.
That was Sunday night. Monday morning, So somebody there, what happened, the governor, and I can't think what the governor, Governor Carnahan went to the clergy coalition to try to get them to make you know, the ones that were having the dispute to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you another thing. When they had another problem someplace, they had the same group, the Courage Coalition, met over there at Delmonico's. And you had Reverend Shields. You had that other Reverend, Nance.
Yeah,
you know, you can name them. They the same vanguard that's supposed to keep, well, that's the plantation quiet.
This is true.
I got on video of them. Matter of fact, Anthony Shaheed shot the video of them going in Delmonico's over there on Delmar to have a meeting. I think they was meeting with Slay. I'm not sure. One Saturday morning.
I saw the video. Yep, that is true. They've been running that game for a long time. They get these passes.
Let me name some more. Let me name some more for you. Yeah. Hank Thomas is another one. I don't tell him right out because I want him to keep talking. He's another one. Then you got Walton, the attorney Walton. Then you got what's that tall guy used to be a bodyguard for Bosley? Reddick. You remember him?
He's still around. Familiar with him.
Real tall, light complexion guy used to bodyguard for, he about 7 foot tall. Looked like he 8 foot tall. Bodyguard for Freeman Bosley when Bosley was the mayor. Yeah.
Okay.
And another one is Vervis Jones, a little bit this way, a little bit that way.
Yeah.
Politician.
Yeah.
Sharon Tice is one. Reed is one.
Yeah.
You got the boy.
You
got one that got killed driving the UPS truck over there. I can't think of his name. Them people, if these people were so damn cool, good, why in the hell are you still complaining about the same thing you was complaining about when I was in high school?
Exactly. Now we know Jamila Nasheed running for.
Hold on, we got 2 minutes. We got three minutes.
Well, anyway, I told y'all what I think y'all need to know. All right.
Hey,
yes,
brother,
sir.
When we come back and do this show. Make sure you come in. I'm going to email you, brother, so you can come in. We talk about this uniting thing some more.
All right, then. I'll see you.
All right. Yeah,
all right,
peace.
Please.
Appreciate you. Yeah. All right, y'all. Another one in the books. I think we covered some good topics. We got local. We got national. You dig? So, yeah, I'll let
national,
y'all sign
local.
Us out.
Rising.
Okay, thanks for coming in, everybody. Looking forward to hearing you or seeing you next week, next Sunday. Continue to follow us. Thanks to all our supporters, and continue to follow us on Instagram, Facebook for upcoming shows, any type of discussions, just any ideas that you may want to bring up.
Collective Mind.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's only her, a new point, calling with your new point. Prepared to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers, the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. We've been going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
Like we walk in. Collective.